So, your name, what your job is?
Jason Deal. I'm a Superior Court Judge in the Northeastern Judicial Circuit.
Okay. So, my question that we'll be answering throughout this semester and in presentations and a lot of other forms is what career preparation steps and precautions should be taken to become a successful lawyer? First of all, what is your definition of a successful lawyer?
Well, I think a successful lawyer is somebody who maintains their integrity. That's foremost. They got to maintain their integrity. But someone that helps people in difficult situations, whether it be in a civil suit or a criminal suit, but that helps people in difficult situations or represents the state in dealing with difficult situations.
Okay. And what are their steps to become a lawyer, starting from whenever you're getting out of high school?
Sure. Well, once you graduate high school, you got to go to college, mm-hmm. and have to have a four-year degree, a bachelor's degree, and then you go to law school. And the law school is generally 3 years, and you have to take the LSAT in order to be accepted into law school. Once you go to law school and you get your Juris Doctorate, mm-hmm. Then you have to take the bar exam and pass the bar. And once you pass the bar, then you're admitted to practice law. You still have to do some mentorship with another lawyer who can give you some guidance for a while before you are completely square as a lawyer.
Okay. So for majors, a lot of times whenever people say to become a lawyer, you need a specific major. Do you think that's true, or like what are your
I don't think that's true. I believe that any major is sufficient as long as it's rigorous. There are some skills that you have to have as a lawyer. You have to have very good reading and writing skills and some logic and that sort of thing, be analytical. But it's not like some people think that you have to be a poli-sci major or a history major in order to be a good lawyer. In fact, I think the law schools try to look for diversity when they are looking for folks to come into law school. So folks that are biology, I was a biology major. There are others that are business majors and that sort of thing, and they all make good lawyers.
Okay. What are some precautions you think that should be taken?
Well, I think, one, as a lawyer, you need to know that you're going into a business where you're helping people with troubles. And so it can be overwhelming at times because you're dealing with other people's problems all the time. The other thing is that you're required to have a certain moral character in order to be a lawyer. And so you got to stay out of trouble. You can't be getting in trouble because you had to pass a moral fitness examination in order to be a lawyer and to maintain your bar license.
Okay. So what are things that you wish you had known about, like, law school or about being a lawyer, like, anything?
I don't think I knew as much about how lawyers deal with the grief of people, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. I mean, people go to lawyers when they have problems.
Yeah.
And so it can be depressing at times. Now, there are certain areas of practice of law that are, you know, business law and that sort of thing that are a little different. But at the end of the day, law is about trying to make sure you're following the rules and figuring out what the rules are and fighting about whether someone's followed the rules or not. And so sometimes that can be depressing. Not all the time. It's a good career, but you just have to understand you're dealing with people in bad situations most of the time.
Yeah. What about during law school? Like, you wish someone had told you about it.
Law school is a lot of reading and a lot of comprehending and learning how to think. And I don't know that anybody can tell you how to do law school. I know that I remember taking my first exams the first year and looking back at my notes for the first couple of weeks and going, who was the idiot that wrote this? Because you learn so much so quickly in that first, 2 months or so. But it's just, I think my advice to going into law school is understand that you have to keep things in perspective. that you need to do good in law school, but you have to have a balanced life, just like you're going to have to when you have a practice.
Okay. As a judge, what do you think a successful lawyer is like? Because you usually base like your decision on what the lawyers say, usually on the facts, but lawyers, the way the lawyers present it is how they persuade you or not.
Well, certainly the lawyers got to be honest. Mm-hmm. If they're not honest, if they prove that they're not honest, then it's hard to ever take anything they say seriously again or without question.
Mm-hmm.
So a lawyer's got to have integrity, got to be honest. But they also need to be prepared. They need to know the facts and the law. They need to be hardworking. And if they're those things, they'll be successful. And they need to know how to deal with people. A lot of times it is knowing how to deal with people and to get your point across that makes you successful.
Yeah. Okay. So how long were you a lawyer? Like, what's your law career like?
Well, I was in private practice for about 2 years. I was an assistant district attorney for about 2.5 years. Then I was a magistrate judge for about 2 years. And then I was district attorney for about 2.5 years before I became a judge.
Okay. So how'd you first, like, get into, like, being a lawyer? How'd you get cases, or how did that work?
Well, I mean, I became a lawyer. My dad was a lawyer, so it was at least a career path I had thought about. And so once I graduated from law school, I had interned at the DA's office, and so there was not a spot for me at the DA's office at the time, so I went to private practice and worked for a local firm. And so I got a lot of my cases through the firm. They would have cases that came to them, and they would say, oh, this is something that Jason can handle, and they would hand it to me. I was also on the appointed list, so I did a lot of criminal defense work and work in juvenile court as appointed work. And quite honestly, that sustained a lot of my work and paid me for the time I was in private practice.
Okay. What would you say is a typical day of a lawyer?
It really depends on what kind of law they're practicing, but lawyers get up early and they work late. And lots of times, if they're a trial lawyer, their days are somewhat tumultuous. I mean, sometimes you have to appear in multiple courts throughout the area. So, as an attorney, I often had times in private practice, had to appear in Hall County and Dawson County and White County, Lumpkin County, that sort of thing. So sometimes you were traveling a good bit. You also have office hours where you're meeting with clients. And then there's a lot of time where you're spending in your office preparing you know, legal briefs and preparing pleadings and that sort of thing. So there's some variety there. If you're more of a government lawyer, then your time's not spent going to a whole bunch of different places. You're usually in one office, but it's a pretty high volume of work that you're doing.
Yeah. How do you say, or how would you say that people nowadays get cases, or how do you determine? Because a lot of times certain people don't want certain cases. So how would that?
Well, things have changed a little bit about how lawyers get cases now. There's still some appointed criminal work in state court, but our felony cases are now gone to the public defender's office. So that's it's a public agency that has lawyers that handle that. So in private practice, a lot of work comes through word of mouth, that you work for a firm and people in the community know that firm or know a lawyer in the firm, and they come with a problem and the case is then referred. You know, the partner takes it and gives it to the associate to work on, that sort of thing. There's also a lot more advertising now, and so I think a lot of work comes from advertising on the internet or billboards and that sort of thing, where calls are made for help.
Okay. What are some stereotypes or inaccuracies that, like, have been told about lawyers or that you've seen?
Well, you know, there are always the jokes about lawyers being the ambulance chasers and sharks and that sort of thing. And while certainly there are some lawyers that appear to be ambulance chasers, I don't think that's the majority of people that are practicing law. And I don't think that most lawyers are sharks either that are just looking to make a quick buck. Most lawyers are hardworking folks that want to be active in their community and make a difference in their community and in the government. And, you know, that's the backbone of our society is the lawyers are the ones who help create the laws, who interpret the laws and try to make sure society follows the laws. And without that, we'd be living in chaos. And so lawyers play a very important role and really are many of the leaders in the community.
Okay. What are some advice or warnings you would tell someone that wants to be a lawyer? Like warnings that you say, like, make sure you don't do this or make sure you take care of, you know?
Well, there's certainly some practice rules that you need to follow, like don't mess up your trust account. That can get you in trouble with the bar. But also to keep a professional relationship with your clients.
The trust account, is that like your criminal record?
No. So when you do work, a lot of times you'll have a trust account. And say, for instance, if you're working on a car wreck case and there's a settlement, then the insurance company will put money, writes a check to the attorney who puts it in their trust account, and then they turn around and pay the client, pay the bills, you know, pay themselves and stuff like that out of their trust account. Oftentimes, if you're doing real estate, there's the earnest money and that sort of thing that's put in the trust account where they're closing, you know, selling property, that the money goes into the lawyer's trust account, and then the lawyer gets it distributed to who it needs to go to.
Yeah.
And a lot of times lawyers can run into problems if they don't keep very good control over that money, even if it's for a good purpose. If they pay something they're not supposed to out of that trust account, or if they write a check off that account for something as minor as, you know, office supplies or something like that, that's not what that trust account is supposed to be used for, that can be a serious violation with the bar and get them in lots of trouble.
Okay.
And that's where a lot of attorneys get in trouble, is they just don't manage the money right in their private practice. But I think also attorneys have got to keep in perspective that they're officers of the court and that they're held to a higher standard, that they need to keep a professional relationship. They need to keep a professional relationship with their clients, that they can't be friends with their clients, because they need to, you know, keep perspective and be a good advisor and counselor, and that they got to maintain their integrity, that their reputation and their word with the court and their reputation as a lawyer is more important than any one case. And so they can't compromise their integrity because of feelings about one case or another, because that's a good way to ruin your career.
Okay. So you would say that judges or people talk about if a lawyer is a good lawyer and like they keep their morals in check, or if they're kind of shady?
I mean, certainly judges talk a little, but I think it's more just experience as a judge. If I have someone that I know has been, even though it was painful, they have shown integrity and been honest when they were asked a question or faced with a position, they are honest with me, then the next time they appear in front of me, I'm much more likely to take what they say at face value versus checking or questioning whether they're being truthful or not. But once someone has not been truthful with you, then I think it's human nature that you then have a sense of distrust for them then on, from then on. It's hard to overcome.
Okay. So whenever a client goes to a lawyer and they're assigned to them, the client has to tell them everything, right? Everything that's happened.
That would be best case. The client should tell their lawyer everything. But, you know, usually a client goes in and hires an attorney, and so they tell them what the client's going to tell them. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So how do lawyers get paid? Or how much do they get paid, or what's the...
So lawyers either get paid on a contingency fee, so like if it's a like a car wreck case, and the person's lawyer's representing a person who's been injured in a car wreck, usually that's a contingency fee, so they get paid a percentage of whatever's recovered. And then also, most attorneys get paid on an hourly rate. And so they get paid a certain amount per hour for the work they do on contracts or that sort of thing. There are a few flat fee situations. Somebody representing someone on a DUI or something like that may just charge a flat rate. And then, of course, there are attorneys that get paid a salary. All the assistant district attorneys and government attorneys all get paid. They get paid a salary. It's not contingent upon what kind of work they do.
Okay. What would you say to, like, because there are always tests that are done to and that students take to see what type of career would fit them. What type of person do you think would fit being a lawyer? Like, what type of characteristics do you think so that that person can be happy in the job they're doing or they're, you know, they enjoy it? And also that they actually help the community and not hinder it.
Well, I mean, it all goes back to being honest and being somebody that wants to help, you know, wants to be a benefit to their community. I think the aptitude test, just like the LSAT, which I think the law, LSAT is the law school aptitude test, is what that stands for. It tests a lot about your reasoning and logic, because a lawyer has to be logical, has to think about the effects of things, and if this happens, then what's going to happen here? So certainly someone that has a logical mind and that likes to read and is has good reading comprehension is a good lawyer. Or those are skills that a lawyer needs to have.
Okay. So what are some precautions? I think I've sort of already asked this. That should be taken when wanting to be a lawyer.
Well, we kind of talked about that. I think you just gotta be real careful. For instance, even little things can cause you problems when you're trying to become a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, I had been in the Army between the time I went to college and when I went to law school. And when I graduated from law school and was applying to join the bar, for some reason I had something appear on my credit report that had happened when I was a lieutenant in the Army, where somebody had not paid a phone bill at an apartment that I had stayed at. Mm-hmm. And I had been deployed, you know, sent to Germany, and my roommate had stayed in the apartment and was supposed to pay the bill and had not. I didn't know they hadn't paid the bill.
Mm-hmm.
That was years ago.
Yeah.
And it showed up on my credit report, and I had to answer that question and had to go pay that bill and clear that off my credit and respond to the state bar to show them that I wasn't somebody who had unpaid bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, even those little things can cause you issues when you try to join the bar.
Okay. As a college student, how would you say that they should choose the law school for them?
Well, you certainly want to find the best law school you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing. And one that you can afford. I mean, I think that's always a challenge, is that, you know, some of the law schools are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that, you know, if you plan on practicing in Georgia, then finding a law school in Georgia, I think, is helpful. Mm-hmm. If you go to California to go to law school, there are some very prestigious law schools there, and that, you know, if you could get into Stanford, that's great. You should go to Stanford. but, you know, you're going to learn the Georgia law if you go to a Georgia school, and you're going to make connections with people who are going to be your contemporaries. I mean, the people you're in school with are going to be practicing law too, and so you'll run into them for the rest of your career.
Mm-hmm.
And so going to a school in the state in which you plan on practicing, I think, is probably not a bad idea.
Okay. Do you have any, like, comments you want to add? Anything you want to?
No, I mean, law is a great career. Sometimes lawyers get a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like anything else. There are a few bad apples, but most lawyers are good people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those careers that you need to understand that it is something that you are working with your mind and with people, and it, you're not producing, you're not making stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's, for me, being a lawyer, that's the one thing that I wish I could make something that you could see. Or, you know, a doctor does something and somebody gets better, they physically can see a change.
Yeah.
Whereas what a lawyer does is a lot mental and a lot on paper.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you don't see that. On the other hand, I feel like that lawyers can change people's lives because they help them through problem areas. Mm-hmm. And lawyers really help run our country. You know, they are the people who are the backbone to a lot of our communities.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it's a good career? Like, because I know there's several careers where there's too many in that one career. But would you say law is a good career to get into? It pays well, but would you say it's like a good career too?
It is if you do it the right way. It's a good career. I don't know what the statistics are about how many lawyers there are, you know, what the need is and that sort of thing. Certainly, if you were looking for a place that had a high need, then going in the medical field is probably a better career choice because we're always going to need nurses and doctors. But that being said, law is certainly a good career field.
Okay. I think those are all the questions I have.
All right, cool.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.